Zavim chapter 1 Mishnah 5, Ra achas meruba kashloish, if he sees one that's as long as three, and how long's that? She kamingad yon le shiluach, that it's as long, the time it would take someone to walk from a place called Gad Yon to the fountain of Shiluach in Jerusalem. That's the amount of time that it would be three issues. That would be the amount of time to take three issues. She brings over here, it's the amount of time also, they say, for a person, a normal person, to walk 100 cubits, which is about 50 meters, which is not long. It's not a long time, right? Won't take you long to walk 50 meters. Shein kedai shtei tefilas v'kishnei sipugin harei ze zav gamur. So this is the case where a person will be considered a zav gamur, because that's it's as if he's seen three separate flux emissions. Ra achas meruba kishtam, if he sees one that's long enough to be counted as two, metame mishka v'moishav. So in that case over there, he's going to be impure like a Zav, he's got all the impurity levels of a Zav to the levels of Mishkav and Moishav, which we'll get to. But Tzarech Bias Maim Chaim, he also has to go to a mikveh, which is Maim Chaim waters, living waters. Upatur mina korban, but after purifying himself, he won't have to bring a korban, because he's only seen two, he hasn't seen three. Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, disagrees with this. He says, Lo Amru Achas Meruba, this concept of having one long one, Ela Im Kan Yeshba Kedai Shlosh. That's only where the long one, the one long one is sufficient to make up three. He Rabbi Yossi holds that one long one can't be two. It's either one or it's three. There's no such thing as having one long one that's two. But according to the sages, no, you can have, it's either the length of one or the length of two or the length of three. It depends how long it is. And the halacha over here is like the sages.